This is Lost in Bronx, and this episode of Hacker Public Radio is a What's in Your Toolkit episode. I myself don't carry a bag anymore. I used to when I lived in New York City, but I have since moved to a especially rural part of Arizona, and I'm in the car all day, so the car, in a way, acts as my bag. I have a lot of stuff in there, and I won't go through all that. It's just normal car stuff, so to speak. But I have an affinity for wearing cargo pants or pants with a lot of pockets if I can't find cargos. Yeah, I know it's just oh so 90s, but I like having a lot of pants because I carry a lot of stuff. Okay, so my right top pocket. What do I have? I have a little bit of cash, and when I say a little bit, Lord knows I mean it. Okay, one set of keys. I have keys for the house, the car, or we have a shed outside, and well, that's really about it. I have a lot of other keys left over from crap that, honest to God, I don't know where they came from, but I hold on to them out of, I don't know, some weird sense of security that I get from it. Like, you know, someday I'm going to come across a lock I can't open and I'm going to magically produce the key I need. I don't know. Don't ask me. I don't analyze myself that deeply. But I will tell you this much. Here is key set number two, because I have locked myself out of my car and my house often enough to know that having a second set of full keys in my pocket really comes in handy. If you have ever done this, trust me, you want a second set of keys on your person when you need it. Two sets of keys. It doesn't hurt anybody. Carry them. Okay? What else do we have? Oh, my penknife. My favorite little thing. Okay? This is a little tiny, cheap, little Newsweek International branded penknife. This thing was given out as a free promo. It's got red plastic little sides, and on the other side they have the audacity to put one of those Swiss Army knife symbols on it, but I'm sure those guys, all they did was sell their brand, because this thing isn't that great. Or is it? Because what it's got is a blade, surprisingly sharp, which I have on occasion sharpened myself. It's got itself a nail file with, on the end, you know, and I do use the nail file part. I sharpen my nails. My nails need it. And on the end, it's got a screwdriver, flathead screwdriver, and I use that to no end. It's really cool. Okay, on the other side, I have a pair of scissors, little tiny scissors. Very, very small. You know, almost the kind you'd use to clip your nose hair. Not quite that small. I wouldn't recommend it with this pair. But at any rate, I use these things all the time. I've used these things to cut paper. I've used these things to cut string. Even ropes, small ropes I've used. It's marvelous. I use them all the time. Okay, at the very end of this little knife, I have a little set of tweezers. It's one of those cheap, I don't know, they're almost, you know, flash metal type of tweezers, and they're not pointy, and they come to a clip. I use them occasionally, very rarely, though. You can't, you know, if you ever try to grab a sliver that might be in your skin, you'll be there for hours. You can't grab anything with that thing, but I have it. You never know, right? Okay, and on the other side is a toothpick, which, yes, I have used on occasion, but I gotta tell you, even though I've used it, it kind of creeps me out. I stick this thing in my mouth. You know, it's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I haven't brushed my teeth for 6 hours or more, 8 hours maybe, depending on when I got up, right? And I stick this thing in my mouth because I was chewing, peanuts or whatever, and I got something in my teeth. And I pick and I pick and I pick, and I finally get it out, and what kind of germs, what kind of bacteria are hanging on this thing, ready to infect the rest of the world with whatever crud, whatever crawling chaos I have coming out of my mouth? I don't know. And I stick it right back into my little knife, and I stick it right back into my pocket. I don't know. Creeps me out. But I do it anyway. What else do I have? Here, I have some pocket change. Some people I know actually, a lot of people I know, they save their pocket change every night or every couple of nights. They come in, they empty out their pocket change, and they drop it into a big container of some kind, a big carboy or a piggy bank or whatever they happen to have on end. And maybe once or twice a year, they're able to empty that thing out and have several hundred dollars worth of change. I mean, that's awesome. That's amazing. I think that's fantastic. Why? Because I use my fucking money, man. I use my change. I use every last penny I have. And if I can't, if I end up with, like, my pocket is choked with pennies, I drop them in my son's piggy bank. But other than that, man, quarters are gold to me, man. Oh, my God. I walk by a vending machine, something like a bubblegum machine. I collect there are these little action figures called homies. I collect those things. Don't ask me why. It's stupid. I just love them. And I collect those things. And they sell them out of vending machines. And if I have a quarter, well, you need two generally. If I have two quarters, I'll buy myself a homie. Quarters are great. Nickels are great. Dimes are great. I love these things. I don't collect my change. I spend my change. It's part of my money. And I hold on to it till I spend it. And brother, I spend it, okay? I'm not too proud to buy a cup of coffee and count out the dollar and a half it takes in change, in tens, in nickels, in pennies if it takes to buy that coffee because, well, I'm a caffeine addict, but anyway. Okay, the next pocket down, that is where I keep my phone. Now, sometime in the far-off misty future, I'm going to have a horrible rant about Verizon Wireless and their service, but I'm not going to do that today. At any rate, that's the type of phone I have, and I do not care for it. However, it fits very well in the pocket of these pants. So, that my phone, as of right now, has a pocket all of its own. Right, I don't use some kind of belt thing. Ah, now what do we come to on the belt? I do have a case attached to my belt. This case carries my portable media player. What I have is a Sansa E270 running Rockbox. And I have talked about Rockbox in the past, and others have done whole episodes dedicated to Rockbox on the Sansa. So I won't cover that again, other than to say that I think it's fantastic. Anybody who is looking for a quality media player should look into buying an old Sansa product and putting Rockbox on it. Do a little bit of research beforehand and look at what they have. At any rate, my particular media player, what I did is I made a handle for it. I find them a little bit too small, and I dropped the damn thing many times, and it scared the crap out of me. I thought I'd break it. So what I did is we bought a case for it. I have a plastic case for it, clear plastic, acrylic, or something like that, polyurethane or polyethylene or whatever the many polys are, and it's clear. It completely encloses the thing, leaving openings for whatever plugs I might need to put into it. I then took that thing, used some Velcro, and attached it to a large handle that I have, in turn, put into a case. Now, I have a small Bell & Howell cell phone case that I picked up at a secondhand store, and I cut that thing out to make room for the handle to put on my Sansa, and it fits in there beautifully. It attaches right to my belt. The handle sticks up. I can grab the thing, undo the Velcro, and pull it out. It holds like a microphone. I can hold it easily. I don't drop it unless I put it down. The only time it's hit the floor is when I've put it down and walked away, forgetting I have the earplugs in my head. All right, what else? We switch to the other side of my pants, and I'll pull out my wallet. Now, everybody's got a wallet, right? The difference between my wallet and a lot of people's wallets is I don't keep any money in my wallet. I keep my money in my pants pocket, and I keep everything else in my wallet. My cards, my credit cards, my bank cards, and my driver's license, and a whole bunch of other stuff like that. So anyway, I have my wallet. I have my bank card. I have some miscellaneous bank statements that I might have jammed in there. I have my credit card. I have, oh, what is this thing? Oh, I won't talk about that one. Let's see. I have my library card. I have my Safeway card. Safeway, for those not in the know, is a chain of supermarkets in the United States. And I have a card, and you can get some relatively good discounts if you use the card when you buy there. But of course, they log absolutely every single thing you buy every time you go there when you use that card, because they have it keyed to your name. Except, of course, one day my card didn't work right, so they gave me an application and a card. Fill out the application, bring the card back, right? Well, I never filled out the application. I brought the card back, and the card works. Isn't that awesome? So now I am completely anonymous whenever I get my discount. I don't think that's so bad. I wish Google could do the same. Anyway, oh, what is this? A fortune cookie insert. I jammed it into my wallet to keep it for the future. Let's see, what does it say? There are no limitations to the mind except those we acknowledge. Words of wisdom. Words to keep in mind. Well, I'm trying to, but I generally forget I have it. What's the next thing? Oh, another Safeway card. I have them from, you know, times past. Lots of business cards from, oh my God. These people are photographers, and they were terrible. Actually, a little bit crazy when in person. Let's see, I have a very old insurance card. Let's see, what else do I have? Another business card, blah, blah, blah. Let's see, old credit cards that I should have cut up. Less said about that, the better. Okay, here's one item of possible interest. I have a very, very thin, the size of a credit card when seen on edge, a very thin paper abacus. Yes, an abacus. Believe it or not, I went to the trouble of designing and creating an abacus made of paper, something you can carry in your wallet, something that small that you can calculate numbers on. Well, I was pretty good for a while. I could actually get up to multiplication with an abacus. I couldn't do division yet, and I certainly couldn't do any advanced mathematics, and this was about a year and a half ago. Right now, I'm out of practice, and all I can do right now is addition, which pretty much a well-trained parrot could do. But I'm doing my best. And my paper abacus does very, very well in that regard. If anybody's interested, I'll probably at some point do a tutorial on how to make one. I can't imagine, however, that anyone but myself would be interested in an abacus made entirely of paper and box tape. But other than that, I do have one just on the off chance that I need to calculate numbers while I am somewhere out in the wide, wide world. More cards that I probably should cut up. A photograph of the family. Virtually the only photograph of the family that I have in front of a car that I no longer have, but only a couple years old. And, well, surprisingly touching when I happen to run across it. And that is about it in the wallet. All right, what else could we find in this pocket? A safety pin. For God's sake, I have no idea where it came from. I think it might be a leftover from Halloween. Now, this is 3 months gone, so why would I have a safety pin left over from Halloween? Ah, therein lies a tale, and not one I'm going to tell today. Okay, next we have the pocket in back. And I have a small, very small, pocket-sized notebook. It's one of those marble things, black with, fake marble white going through it and a nice black band. This thing's very ancient, but it's, I would say a good 80% used up with a massive amount of notes, drawings of ideas I've come up with, recipes. I even have extended notes for podcasts that I have done for HBR in the past written here. I mean, it's just a mixed bag. I highly recommend anybody who might be considering putting together some sort of daily survival kit to have some small notebook that they can refer to on a regular basis. I don't know how many groceries are listed in this thing, but I have at least 50 or 60 different grocery lists on this as well. It's just a daily thing to have and refer to. That in and of itself can be an unbelievable comfort. In that same pocket, I also have some tissues. Why? Because I have sinus issues. What else do we have in my pocket? Well, more tissues. I have three, count them, three coffee coins. Now, unless you happen to live in the same place at the same time that I do, these will have no meaning to you. However, a coffee coin on one side, a jester's head. He has a jester's cap and quite a smile and a small star painted on one cheek. On the other side, we have a crown surrounded by a starburst. It is the color of gold. It is made of plastic. It is quite cheap with flash on the North Pole and the South Pole of the coin. What a coffee coin gets you, if you have 10 of these, you can go down to the local coffee shop and redeem them for any single coffee product that they have on the menu. That might not seem like a big deal. However, when money's tight and maybe you have a sweet tooth for one of their really decadent caramel fudge ripple special blah 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 crappy mostly sugar coffee products, my God, you can indulge yourself because you have been buying so many of their products in the past. Some of those things go for over $5 a piece. If you have 10 of these plastic coins, you can drop them into their hands and get something for effectively, well, I won't say nothing, effectively for whatever little bit of excess you paid on all the other previous coffee products you bought. However, sometimes you don't have any pocket cash and you have a screaming need for caffeine, and it's nice to have these coffee coins. And one last thing. My son, I don't know exactly how it started, but my son collects something that we call peas. Now, they're not peas that you would eat. They're not green peas. They're not goober peas. They're not anything like that. What, in fact, they are what in America we call BBs. And they're not made of metal. They are, in fact, made of plastic. If you go to Walmart, if you go to Kmart, or any of the various star.marts, you will find in their sports section a small set of shelves reserved for BBs, or as they're often called today, air guns. Okay, these are rifles that shoot plastic, well, pellets, I guess. They're small, they're round, and they're made of various colors, and they're also made of plastic. These things cost, I don't know what, maybe $5 for a case of 1,000. They're no big deal, and you can get them in a wide range, a rainbow of colors. My son has several hundred of these, but every single one of these were found on the ground somewhere here in the White Mountains area of Arizona. That's no big deal, but imagine bending down several hundred times to pick up a small pea. I mean, we're talking about a true collectible. Some of them are quite beautiful. And every time we find one, if we're not near the car, where I keep a bag of these things, I put them in my pocket. And I guess that's about it for my pants. This has been Lost in Bronx, and all of the things in his pocket. You can contact me at lostinbronx@gmail.com. That's LostinBronx@gmail. Take care.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs. We'll be right back.